Time for a look at the business news now with Charles Pellegrin, and we'll begin in South Korea, where a major e-commerce platform is trying to make amends, Charles.
That's right, Eve. We're talking about Coupang here, sometimes referred to as the Amazon of Asia, and they've been under fire in South Korea ever since they revealed a massive data breach on November 18th, which affected 34 million users. After weeks of public outcry and parliamentary hearings in Seoul, the company announced this Monday a compensation deal worth about 1.69 trillion won, that's about a billion euros, in the form of vouchers of about 50,000 won per person, that's approximately 30 euros, which can only be used on the platform. This comes a day after the company founder Kim Bum issued his first apology for the data breach and promised compensation measures. The U.S.-based entrepreneur, though, said he declined to attend parliamentary hearings scheduled for this week in South Korea. Coupang's gesture has not been received well by consumers. One advocacy group called the Korea National Council of Consumer Organizations saying the plan made a mockery of consumers and downplayed the severity of the breach.
Moving on now, and former EU Commissioner Thierry Breton has given his first TV interview since being sanctioned by the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm. The former EU Commissioner in charge of the bloc's digital rules was sanctioned last week by the US with a travel ban. He'd spearheaded the EU's Digital Services Act, which sought to make tech platforms more responsible for their speech that's used on their services by enforcing more content moderation. In his first televised interview since the sanctions were announced, he said the U.S. cannot force the EU to change laws that were voted for democratically, and he insisted on a strong response from Brussels, calling the EU institutions weak and adding that weakness in a world where the EU is surrounded by predators is what has led to this situation. He called on Europe to resist.
Quick look, so, at the markets this Monday, Charles.
Well, in Asia this Monday, we're seeing mixed trading at the start of the final week of the year. The KOSPI, as you can see there, leading the gains over the year. The South Korean index saw a 75% surge. It could be on pace for its strongest annual gain since 1999, boosted by semiconductor stocks like Samsung Electronics or SK Hynix and the AI boom. The Nikkei in Tokyo lower on the day, but saw gains of over 25% higher over the year. In Europe, meanwhile, we're seeing stocks trading pretty much flat this Monday. Volumes lighter this week on account of the end-of-year holidays and with markets shut on Thursday. Also interesting to see defense stocks lower on the back of the latest Ukraine talks between Zelensky and Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, on the commodities markets, copper prices soaring to new highs.
Mm-hmm. The metal is essential for a number of industries, notably renewable energy and power grids, and demand for it has been surging on the London Metal Exchange, with many wondering if it will reach $13,000 a ton by the end of the year. The price has soared 15% during the month of December alone, as you can see here. And currently, the price of copper still just under the $13,000 mark, but still rising.
Finally, Charles, a bit of nostalgia as we come close to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. From an iconic ringtone to a super addictive pixelated game, Snake, the mere mention of former Finnish mobile giant Nokia can bring some of us back to our childhoods. In its heyday, the company made billion-dollar revenues and held nearly half of market share for mobiles. Now, researchers at a university in Finland are hoping the brand's recently acquired design archive can prove to be material to learn from. Karis Garland has a story.
Somewhere inside Finland's Aalto University, a time capsule of mobile innovation. From prototypes and material samples to sketches and internal publications, researchers have acquired the design archive of former Finnish mobile giant Nokia. The tech treasure trove features 20,000 items from the mid-90s to 2017, including one that's made a Hollywood cameo.
This is the 81110, which was also shown in the movie Matrix. Here is the 3310, the classic candy bar phone.
Once the leader of the wireless industry, Nokia reached a peak of 40% market share in mobile phone sales worldwide in 2008, with handsets like the near indestructible 3310 boasting a battery life of up to 10 days. The company revolutionized how we connect on the move. And who could forget, popularized mobile gaming with the infuriatingly addictive Snake. Ultimately, the company failed to keep up with tough competition in the smartphone sector and cheaper handsets from Asia. Experts say this could still provide a learning opportunity.
This was an era where there was a really big technology breakthrough. And we're sort of in a similar situation now, with a lot of new technology that we are approached with, but we don't quite know what it is yet. So I think in that sense, it could be a really good set of material to learn from.
The Design Archive is also available online, providing insights into designers' experiences and previously unseen material.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot for that business update.